Blog Talk Radio. Confusion, so much pain. There are times What's happening? What's happening? Happy Monday to all our listeners that's listening in to this edition of the Greg Shell Show. I'm your brother. I'm your friend. I'm your host. I'm your co-worker. I'm your colleague. As long as you positive, we in the house. Want to welcome you into the Greg Shell Show. I'm excited about being alive today. God is just so good. Ooh, they talking about what up, that candy boy that's so good. But man, when I think about the goodness of the Lord and all he has done for me, my soul just be jumping. Yeah, jumping just like who that was in the stomach. It was in the stomach of what his name was? John the Baptist. He was leaping in the stomach of okay, you got Mary. And what was that was Brother Greg's gonna help me out. He on the line with me, brother. Hey y'all, we got an amazing show lined up for you today. We want you to kick back, relax while you're going on your morning commute. We want to tell you, I'm just so excited about a lot of great things that's going on. We're kicking the year off 2024. Hopefully you are kicking your year off in a positive way. We're doing a great thing so you can get great results. Y'all, we got an amazing show lined up for you today. I got some amazing guests going to hang out with us. We're brought to you today on behalf of ExploreResorts.com. Again, that's ExploreResorts.com for all your staycation needs. You want to reach out to the Greg Shell Show and let me get you some great deals on some amazing vacations all over, domestically as well as internationally. We even got cruises available, everything inclusive. You can get about 10, or you can get about 20 audio spots with me via radio and an all-inclusive trip to Dominican Republic. You can take a Caribbean cruise. You can go to the Cayman Islands, the Bahamas. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Just reach out to us here at the Greg Shell Show at 407-979-1102. We're also brought to you on behalf of the hottest new radio station to take the world by storm, Trail Ride Radio. Yeah, you heard it right, trailrideradio.com. You need to go ahead and make that a cliche for you. Go ahead and put that in, you know, like you carry your gum with you. Go ahead and take that with you in your pocket. TrailRideRadio.com. That's for your hottest new station with Southern Soul. You got blues. You got Zydeco. You got gospel. You got, I see they just slid in a little R&B. So you got a variety pack, and you ain't even got a pack of Skittles. I'm telling you, excited. And they allowed me, they asked me about being one of the radio announcers over there. So I just want the world to know that I accept the marriage, and I am married, and I'm married in Jesus' name. Y'all, with that being said, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and bring on my co-host all the way out of Williamsburg, Virginia, with the brand new TV series that's going to be coming to Trail Ride Radio as well. Grace Saved Our Church, none other than Brother William Grace. Not Brother William Grace, Brother Antonio Grace. What's happening, man? Welcome to the Grace
Bless, 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 bless. And just to help y'all a little bit, that was Elizabeth. When Mary walked in, Elizabeth had the baby jumped up in her spirit, boy. Right now, I'm jumping now. I'm glad to be here, boy. That's right, sir.
I'm glad you helped me with that. Boy, I was trying to remember. I know he was leaping, though. He was jumping up in her womb when Mary walked up because the Messiah had showed up in the stomach already.
That's right. I'm so glad that folks on the radio, please forgive him. This is Bible study 101, you know, but this ain't no Christian radio show, but we some Christian bound people. So, you know, he might cross up a few things every now and then, but Kirby, DJ Prayer, she got everything covered. DJ Prayer, and I'm going to be right here helping them out. So, hey, we good. Trust me, we good. Y'all can always call in and let us know what we missed. Black Yeshua, Black Yeshua.
What that song say? I'm only human. Dear Rod Boyd, I'm only human. I make some mistakes along the way. Let me go ahead and call in my, I got my DJ all the way out of Texas. None other than On the Ones and Twos, none other than DJ Prayer. DJ Prayer, what's happening? Welcome to the Greg Shell Show. Happy Monday. Wait a minute.
Okay. Well, happy Monday. Happy Monday. Happy Monday. Right back at you.
Cal, you sound, how you doing this morning?
How you doing?
I'm doing amazing. God had an open heaven yesterday, boy, and I asked for everything I can get. Thank you, Lord. I thank him in his name.
I didn't ask for nothing. I let everybody else do it. Maybe I'll get mine later.
Well, by me asking, that means everybody was included. I'm not selfish because I'm selfish.
Yeah, you know, if it was open heaven, I knew a whole lot of people was gonna be bothering God, so I just let them go.
But a whole lot of people didn't
hit
him
up.
A whole lot of people didn't know. He don't give it to everybody.
Oh.
It ain't like
open heaven out every day.
It is but you know, he got a specific day that, you know, you want to just do something supernaturally special for you.
Oh.
And yesterday was one of those days. And I thank in advance. What that song say? Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Yeah.
What? That's how y'all sing it?
That's how I just did it because it just felt good to my
soul.
Oh,
that was a remix.
Yeah. Is that what you want to call it?
Yeah, let me go ahead. Let me add a little bit more. I just want to thank you, Lord. That's
the
right there.
Well, let me go and ask you. You've been so good.
Say it one more time.
You've been so good.
Now hold it right there. I just want to thank you, Lord. There you go.
Y'all got to say that. On a Monday, you need to thank the Lord. You need to thank him in the morning, thank him in the evening, thank him in the daytime, the doomsday, all that kind of stuff. He ain't had to wake your mind up this morning. What did that song say? He didn't have to do it, but he did. He woke you up this morning and he started
on.
You on your way.
That's
he
right.
He didn't have to do it, but he did. Like that.
Yes, he did.
What about when they used to sing that song when I was back in church? They used to have the lady with the little wig on, and the wig be shaking to the side, barely holding on.
Now, you know you're wrong. Don't be talking about my mother now. You know you're wrong.
You're going to leave my woman with the wig alone. Now, she might not have no hair under there to hold it down.
She didn't have a stocking.
You know, that tape don't,
that tape don't
hold when it's sweat. It'll slip right on out. You know, they had me as usher one time in church because one of the ushers didn't show up. And that lady got to shaking and shaking her head, and that wig came off on the side, and I just slickly pulled it back on, and I was holding the back of her head so her wig wouldn't come off. I was holding
it. Back then, they downright or something.
Back then them wigs was all crusty, like, you know, they were hard and stack curls and stuff.
wait a minute. You know how people I've been taught, well, do you know that them women used to go to church, them older women, they used to go and practice at home how they gonna shout in the church?
I'm
telling you. I'm telling you, they had the men, you know, they were going with the preaching and stuff, and so they would go and rehearse how they going, you know, how they going to shout and hit the woman in the mouth that's the other woman.
Yeah.
I was wondering why they were shouting. I used to go to singing, and they say, yow, yow. That's, oh, Lord. And grandma say, that's the Holy Ghost. Ooh, I don't want that. He was going to make me act like that. And then I realized that a lot of that stuff was acting. Because the Holy Spirit, when it moves on you, you know what I mean? I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just telling you what I
man,
you know what I mean?
I know how the Holy Spirit moves. I had an experience with that when I was directing the choir.
It went
zigzag in the church, and they kept hitting people, and they walked right behind me and brushed my back and hit the pastor. It was over then.
Oh. Well, you know when it's real.
When they come in the door. Yeah.
Hold on one second.
In the door. Okay. What's your experience with the Holy Spirit, Brother Grace? The Comforter, I call it.
I got you on the line. Hold on one second, y'all. One minute. I got Chef Gino Tyus Sherman on the line all the way out of Fort Lauderdale. He's going to come in. But before we do that, we got to let Grace talk about what he's talking about. We're going to come back with you, brother, with you, Chef. All right?
All right.
Go ahead, Brother Grace. Sorry about that.
No problem. They say hot like fire, DJ Prayer, hot like fire. And until you've been set on fire, you don't quite understand what they mean. But, you know, hot like fire, where it just shoots up in your bones. And, you know, in my church, they call me, I didn't know they called me this. One of the praise and worshipers walked by, and they said, "Hey, David." I'm like, "No, I'm Reverend Grace." He said, "Oh, I'm sorry, Reverend Grace." She said, "I'm sorry." She said, "You know they called you David back in the back, right?" I said, "Back in what back?"
Oh,
they
wow.
said, "Back there in the dressing room when we getting dressed for praise worship." They said, "I said, David." They said, "Yeah." They say, "When you get this shouting, your jacket, they don't know where it's going to land at." Everybody say, watch this jacket go. Where see where it go.
Oh,
so
wow.
When I get hot, that jacket, I don't know what happened. It gets so hot, I just be trying to pull everything off. So that's my understanding of it. Hot like fire. It shoot up through my bones and everything just gets hot.
See, that's the same thing that Pastor said, because I was directing, "Lord, I'm available," and the door opened and closed, a little crack, and the Spirit came in, and it was going from left to right. And when it hit that pastor, that right hand went up, and he said, "Ah, feel like fire, shut up in my bones." And I was like, whoa. I can't say I felt that. The fire.
Yeah.
I felt the fire in the bones yet. But I felt the comforter. I felt it when it brushed my back.
Wow. Well, to God be
it
the glory.
It went by me.
Hey, we
preacher.
Got. Chef no, Gino. it hit the pastor. And he jumped
up. That's when he screamed. No, he was preaching. And he had both of his hands on the pulpit. And you can't see it, but I knew where it was going. You know, because it was just like somebody walking in the church, but they invisible.
Oh, hallelujah,
and
Jesus.
I could tell where they was going. And then once it came behind me and brushed me and let me know it's for real, you know, I looked to the right, and then I looked behind me and I looked to the left. Like, you know how you look trying to see somebody and nobody was there, but I knew it was going into that pulpit. And my eyes followed it, but it was nothing there. And then that pastor screamed. He took both of his hands, and he balled them up, and then he threw that right hand up and said, "Ah, feel like fire, shut up in my bones." And that's when he did that. I just kept directing the choir, and then I cut him off. I set it down, and I went up in the choir stand, and this old school lady said, "Why you cut us off?" I said, "That was the end of the song." And, you know, because I had smoked some cannabis. And I was scared that the Lord was going to get me for that. And,
you hadn't did what? You hadn't smoked
the lady
caliber.
Said, yeah, that too. And so the lady said, Well, you know how to keep us going. You know how to roll your fingers, your hands to make us keep going. And
yeah.
I looked at her. She said, I think you felt the Holy Spirit and got scared. And I looked at her. I said, pay attention to the director. Because the assistant, I told the assistant to go direct. I said, she about to direct. And that woman, she must have been watching from the whole time that that happened.
Well, to God be the glory. He always going to give you a witness. Y'all, we got nine other damn personal chef. He's on the line all the way from the Bahamas by way of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and he has a lot to talk about. And I want to welcome you in to the Greg Shell Show. What's happening, Prophet Gino Taya Sherman? What's happening? Welcome to the Greg Shell Show.
Thank you. God, just see the very great things he's done. I truly like, with my heirs of fear,
the fire that is within me. I truly thank the Lord that to hear people are speaking about that fire, because the Bible declares, Jesus said, I made my angel spirit, but I made my minister flaming of fire. And I'm so awesome in that they're speaking about the fire is that Holy Ghost fire, that what it does is purify. You know, when it purify, it sanctify. And when it sanctify, it edify, then we see the glorification of that fire. It's like when the Hebrew boys then were going put into the fire, they have to turn it up seven times hotter than it originally was intended to, because for the king to be able to see when he put the Hebrew boys them in, those who had to put them in got burned, but the Hebrew boys them not even got a switch. But when the king looked in the fire, he saw the purification of the fourth man, and that was Jesus. And you know, and that's why Jesus even said to his disciples, they let them tarry. And he said, as they tarry, so that they will receive power of the Holy Ghost that come up upon them, and they should be witness, and that cloven tongues of fire. Jeremiah witnessed that, said it's like fire wrapped up in my bones. And that is what we need, is fire. A storm would break things down. But when you talk about fire, fire destroys.
Yeah.
You can break things down, things are broken, they're put together, but when fire hit it, it's finished. It's diminished. It's completely. So continue to receive that fire. I'm just so excited to hear such a fiery fire was all over the place. And I witness to that when I was in Lehi, because man, the Holy Ghost fire held the sanctuary. And when the sanctuary that everybody, if you miss it, touch everyone, it was just like a blame. Everybody just, it just catch just like that. I've been in a few services like that, even in South Carolina. Listen, man, I'm telling you that when the folks entered the sanctuary, all they could have feel is the anointing of the Holy Ghost fire.
Yeah.
And I mean, listen, so much things take place that when I came to minister to them, the pastor said, I could see all of that dark spirit coming out.
Yeah.
Because as they fall to the ground, that dark spirit is coming out because the Holy Ghost fire and shine of glory filled the place. And our souls were delivered. Even a young child in the front, man, he gets connected to the fire because the house was filled with the Holy Ghost fire. Amen. And that's what Isaiah said, that when he looked at, he saw the Lord, that his train filled the place, and the Holy Ghost, and they all say holy. And to sanctify him, he take the live coal, he say, I'm a man, I'm done. Fire, it is something that it is definitely needed. As Proverbs spoke it like this, said that the spirit of the man is the candle of the Lord. See, it's the candle of the Lord. And that means when that candelabra, it searches the inner part of the belly, because where there is light, it paralyzes all darkness. Because fire, not only powerful, but it paralyzes darkness and bring light.
Thank you.
And when that fire, that burns. God ever so bless you. I want to thank the Lord for those that allow me just in that space. You're stirring me up, and I thank you allow me into that room so I can caught some of that fire, because that is what I need. Yes.
Well, why is it?
Evangelist, Prophet Sherman, Fishers of Men, number one. And I was about on my father's business, the kingdom business, to inform and to introduce and to let know those know that the kingdom of God has been at hand, and we heard about him, and he came to fulfill so that we could complete. He came to fulfill the laws that are spoken of from Genesis, as Eve, our forefathers, the son of Adam, race of fallen, which means you under that same category that are fallen. And because of that fallen, there's a sin reign upon him. So in other words, what he did is that we born in sin and shaped in iniquity. That's our dominant nature, is to sin. But the Lord spoke unto the woman that Adam said, it is that woman that you have given me. Amen. Someone is always casting the buck, but he hid himself. He hid himself from the truth, even though it's the truth, but he hid himself from the truth and tried to cover it up with fig leaves, the things of the world. We try to cover up so many things with the things of the world, but instead of we came out as a naked, we should have come out as a naked lie to become a naked truth. You know, if then it turns become a naked truth and not try to hide it. And today, we still have that spirit today. People try to hide the truth and make it happen. Mm-hmm. A story said that truth and lie went to the beach. And lie saw truth went in the beach and took off his clothes. So what lie did when truth went into the water and he saw lie's clothes, he took off his clothes and put his clothes, which is lie, so that when truth comes out, he put it on. When truth came out and could not find his clothes, so what truth did, truth said, well, somebody stole my clothes. Truth said, I would not put on lie clothes. I would rather walk home as a naked truth than to put on lie clothes. And that is what we have to do today,
God,
to identify the lie.
God, man,
the lie is a counterfeit. A counterfeit has no value. It looks like the real thing, but it's not the real thing. Amen. And that is, we have to detect to our brothers and our sisters are out there that are under the sound of our voice, you know, to come into the alignment of the truth of the word. Because the truth of the word, I'm glad that you said the truth of the word, not a word. The Lord has spoke the word into Eve. Spoke the word into Eve. He said, because of this, he said, he spoke the word, he said, I put an enmity between your seed, and your seed will bruise the head. And I'll bruise the head of Satan, and Satan will bruise the heel. And we know that he was pierced in his feet, and on his arms, nailed to the cross. So we hear that was spoken of. I mean, he's talking about, they were talking about Jesus, but they could not name him Jesus, but it was the Lord who spoke it. We're speaking in terms of the Messiah that was yet to come to fulfill. And I could just go on from first mention and realize that the Bible said that every knees will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ, he is Lord. He is Lord in the Old Testament. He came in the volume of the book. And we have to complete. I just thank the Lord for this opportunity as fishers of men have laid upon me to be able to explain, to introduce, and present to others, and to reach the hearts of many hearts that are broken and need to be mended together, that they're looking for answers. Answers not because of religion but because of salvation, because they have too much baggage, they have too much luggage. This year, moving forward, is a double anointed, an eagle anointing for those. And there's much work need to be done. And Fishers of Men is having a one night a week out of the month. First month, first Sunday out of none, 7 o'clock in Lauder Hill, 16th Street, 7 o'clock. And I challenge that we fast and we pray and that we speak of the message of the word, not to hoop or to holler, but the message of the word that will amplify, simplify, identify with a demonstration that there's power in that word for healing. There's power in that word for deliverance. There's power in that word, okay, to cast, to pull down every satanic, diabolic, demonic plans of the devil, every witchcraft, every generational curse. Yes, it's the word that makes it different, because he honor his word, and his word will not return void. That they that has an heir, that we might be able to get that heir attention so they can bring the mind into subjection, that the mind will tell the body it is time that you come into subjection to receive a sure word that from fresh manna coming from heaven on earth as it is in heaven. We challenge that on each Saturday, Friday, Sunday night, first of the month, to bring the lame, the blind, those that are dead. They're dead in the spiritual realm. They have no life in the spiritual realm. They have so much baggage. They have so much oppression, depression. They have so much sickness, cancers, disease. Is that possible that they can spiritually be healed? Yes. The Bible declares that if you have faith, if you have faith to believe, is that signs and wonders will follow. Will follow because of your belief, and your belief is in the Word. And we become powerless because we do not understand the Word, and our spirit is not fed constantly with the sure Word that will not return void. So I will challenge you and encourage you to help me to promote and to support and helping and to promote Fishers of Men, that we could reach ground zero. What Fishers of Men and what Prophet Sherman is all about is that being a Bahamian born in the Bahamas and was saved under the former Miles Monroe in 1985 and loved the Lord from then until then, believe in biblical passage of scripture, want to obey it to the fullest, want to try to walk in the perfectness of Christ and a walk in the obedience of Christ so that my light will shine before men, that they will see the Christ that is in me, that they can examine the word and the fruit of the Spirit that amplify for me, that they too that want to become partaker and provoke the scribes and the Pharisees to jealousy, because the time is short. And the other event that is about, because the signs of the time is everywhere, that we can see that Christ will come. And if Christ will come now and the trumpet of the Lord should sound, where a sinner man or where the human race, what position, where are they placed now? Are they ready? Am I doing enough? Am I doing enough to amplify? Because the word said, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw. We are lifting up so many other things in the world that draw our loved ones, our children, even the devil working in children of disobedience. As we could see that our children are disobedient to parents and to the family members. And it seems like we come to serve them because apparently because we allow, because we don't have no instruction on either direction for them, because we ourselves need instruction and a direction to help them. We need to be saved to help them. Isaiah said that our children become so rebellious because the head, the parents, they are sick and they need a physician. Amen. And I can say that because that is the word, Isaiah 1 and 18 and 19. He said, if they that refuse this gospel or refuse the word, they will not eat the good of the land. Amen.
Man of God.
So much can be said. And I just need your help, your support, in many different ways.
Man of God.
And all the possibilities are here. You can hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Oh, I was on my earphone. You can hear me?
I can't. Listen, I wanted to just say God is really using you in a profound way, and we want to thank our audience for listening in today. He's going to come back because God is saying he's trying to release some blessings to the people that that really believe in his word and believe in what he would do for them if they only move and get out of the way. So today a blessing is being released into the atmosphere. Look like he's bringing it on into the day, open heaven for those that has an ear, because God is soon to return. And he told me to let you know that these are the front line and the people that really will do the will of God, and not in a religious way, but in a way that uplifts the spirit of God through our going out and coming in. With that being said, I'm going to play this song here by Bishop Paul Morton. And it simply says, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Y'all hear it right here on the Greg Shale Show. We're going to be coming right back with none other than Prophet Genotia Sherman. We got my brother Antonio Grace from Grace Aid Our Church all the way out of Williamsburg, Virginia. And we also have DJ Prayer all the way out of Texas as we let the world know about Trail Ride Radio. And y'all hearing it exclusively here, right here on the Greg Shale Show. We'll be right back. Hey, y'all, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. I thought I was getting ready to play, but it didn't get in. So hold on 1 second. Maybe God doing something else. Let's do this. God, I guess I will do this right here in the back.
When you got problems, situations that are going so wrong in your life, there's a God who will forgive you for anything. No matter what the problem is, or no matter how hard a situation may get, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and he will answer prayer.
Show. Hopefully you enjoyed that track. He will answer prayer. I thought I was going to play Bishop Martin, you know, whatever he's doing in the season. But God said he will answer prayer, man. And now, y'all, I'm excited. I'm about to go back in the studio, Brother Grace. And, you know, we getting ready to do the remix for God's Love Will Reign. What do you think about God's Love Will Reign, Brother Grace?
If God has his hands on it, he will rain down blessings, sir. He will rain down some blessings. And I don't even want an umbrella. I don't even want no raincoat. I don't want no rain hat. I just want to go out into the rain and just get saturated with his blessings. Get saturated with them. Back to you,
wait,
sir.
Let me do that then. I want to go outside in the rain. The rain of blessings. What's going on in Williamsburg, Virginia?
It's cold. It's cold. It is cold. It's so cold out here. It's like a bulldozer pulling neck bones frozen so hard you can't scratch.
Ooh. Hey, tell them about Grace Saved Our Church, the hottest new TV series that's getting ready to hit this getting ready to hit the world by storm, coming to you real soon. It's coming this year, you guys. It's coming by March of this year, 2024. Tell them a little bit about your new TV series, Grace Saved Our Church.
And not a problem. Grace Saved Our Church has a very clear objective. It's to show and seek to inspire, comfort, empower the Christian audience and anyone seeking meaningful content. It aims to address issues of spiritual struggles and the challenge of leading a Christian life in modern society. But most of all, it's also about literally building up the kingdom. You hear people say building up the kingdom. We want to repair a portion of the kingdom. Your sanctuary is roof is leaking. If your sanctuary only has three bathrooms, but it holds 500 people, that's an unbalanced thing right there. If we go into the fellowship hall and I eat some chicken and you eat some chicken and she eats some chicken and he eats some chicken, we can't take a number. I know I can't, because when I got to go, I got to go. And there's nothing more embarrassing than to have to go to invite folks to your house and they enjoying the worship, they enjoying the sanctuary, they enjoying the food. And then they get into the bathroom, and they have to do a double take. They step back out, and they look at all that fine carpet running up and down the hallway. They look around the corner to the sanctuary and say, I must not be in the right bathroom. They step back into the bathroom, and the sink is down at the size where it was when you were 5 years old. In the bathroom, only two of them in there, one urinal and there going one sitter. And something wrong with that picture, because, like I said, when I got to go, I got to go. Now here I am. Now I'm going looking for the women's bathroom. I got to put a guard out at the women's bathroom. They be standing out there saying, what's wrong? They say, bless, bless, bless in the bathroom. And trust me, when he leave up out there, you don't want to go in there. I need a bathroom with a ventilation system. I know I might be a little bit too far-fetched, but when you find yourself in that situation, there is problems. I've been overseas. I've been in Africa. I've been in places where they pray and they worship outdoors in an open area. But when I go to the bathroom, they got more than one toilet. So help me, Lord. Help me to build the kingdom of God, literally. That's what Grace Saved Our Church is about. It's about building up a church and renovating. Back to you, sir.
Grace, y'all need some grace to go save your church now, I'm telling you. Grace, wait a minute. Where you at, DJ Prayer? DJ Prayer, wait a minute. I can't wait to watch Grace Saved Our Church. And what I'm really excited about, where you at, DJ Prayer? I need
you. You on the floor crying. She can't even catch her breath. She laughing so hard.
Oh,
she can't catch her breath.
She done left. Wait a minute, Brother Grace. Grace, you need to go help save somebody's church, because you so right, man. I went to some bathrooms, man. And like you said, you be eating them butter beans, peas, and all that stuff right there, and your stomach goes swelling up. And you got to go, and five more people waiting in line. That's not no good feeling, man.
I can understand sitting down at the table, and, some things I can fix. You know, if I sit down at the table and I'm looking around and I ask one of the mothers, excuse me, Ma, I said, do y'all have any hot sauce? She said, no, baby, we don't have no hot sauce. And see, I can fix that. I said, okay, no problem, Ma. I go out to my car and I look in my trunk and I get my spare bottle of hot sauce, because, you know, everybody don't eat hot sauce, so that's no problem. I don't mind something I can fix for myself. If I knock over something, no, don't worry about cleaning it up. I clean it up. I knock it over. It up. You ain't got no hot sauce.
Right.
Don't worry about it. I got some in the car. But when I tell you I got to go, I got to go. That's on you. I asked you to. You invited me here. You asked me to come. You asked me to worship. You asked me to do whatever it is. And now I need some services from you. And if you can't help me, we got a problem. We got a five-alarm problem. Back to you, sir.
Man, I know one thing. You are funny, man. You ought to go. You ought to go on the roast, man. What DJ Pratt? DJ Pratt, I need you because I can't hardly breathe, Brother Gracie. He need to go save some churches. He said you go in the bathroom and a little bit of saint and the sanctuary hold 500 people and then have a 2 bathrooms. 2 toilets.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Y'all are
dumb. I tell you what, that's a bad thing because the church I grew up in only had 2 bathrooms and, you know, you go in one, either you're going to hear some paper rattling because they're changing their pad, or it's going to be real stinky, one or the other. It's no good situation in there ever. So you're going to smell it from the other stall. So whatever.
You're going to smell it.
It could be a vaginal disease or whatever. You're going to smell it. You're going to smell it. And that's why I advise churches to have more than 2 stalls and spread them apart. Don't clog up.
Yeah, and then you got
together.
COVID and stuff. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
Y'all
even
right.
use the bathroom.
You know?
I refuse. No.
I do if I gotta
I'm
go.
Not,
if I gotta go, I gotta go. When I got
like,
tears in my eyes, I gotta go.
I'll put it like this. When you sit down on that toilet, you sitting down over everybody else's DNA or whatever circling around in that toilet, all that booty out. And you know, coochie out. All that kind of out still in that toilet right there. And then it going to come up and cling to you. And ain't no telling what it might give you, you know, these days. I just try to hold it.
Now, you done broke that thing all the way down.
And then, you know, I see a lot of people, they just go walk in the store and they touching the door handle or the gas pump. Why? I mean, people scratching their butt and then go right and touch that door handle and open it. They digging their nose and go and touch that door handle. And people just go and open the door for the lady like it. Oh, let me get it for you. Yeah, okay, now what you got on your hands? What kind of germs you got now?
Oh.
Germ spread.
What problem?
They don't spread.
I'm here.
Problem, what you think about all this that's going on with the 2 bathroom stalls? What you think about that? You want more than 2 bathroom stalls in your church, right?
Well, like you said, it's like, Jeff, you just gotta hope that you don't have diarrhea, full of diarrhea.
And Ben ate that porridge. He ate that porridge. You better have. What, Brother Gray, tell him what you had to do. Say when you go in the bathroom and all that stuff, you had to go put on your hard hat. You got all your different devices. Tell him a little bit about that.
I used to go on these mission trips, and they would tell me, they said, the first time I went on one to Benin, Africa, right, I was doing real good, and I had about 4 more days left, and we normally would go down to one of the real nice hotels, and we'd have breakfast and stuff, you know, real nice hotel, you know, where it costs $500 a night to stay in, you know. We sit up in there, and but they allow you to come in. We go in, we eat breakfast, and we got real good with the owner of the place, and we got real good with the doorman and stuff, you know, and they would always welcome us. They look forward to us. Every year when we come, I'm sitting down in the dining room area, and I asked for some cold water. You know, in order to have some cold water, you got to have some ice in it, right? So I'm just sipping the cold water and the ice and not realizing my stomach can't handle their potable water. Okay, it's not like I can't drink it, but our potable water is not like their potable water. I'm like, okay, so now we got a problem because it hits me immediately, and I'm like, uh-oh, the stomach gets to boiling, and the stomach gets to boiling, the eyes start watering, and I'm looking at my food, and folks looking at me, and they said, Brother Grace, you all right? I said, yeah, which way is the bathroom? And then all of a sudden, everybody in the hallway realized there's an emergency. Why is it emerging? I'm trying to hold one end of me, and I'm holding on. I'm trying to hold the other of my stomach. I'm trying to make my way down the hallway. That ain't even the hotel I'm staying in. So I got to get there. And once I get down there, it's a real nice hotel. Don't get me wrong. It was real nice. It was marble floors and stuff. The doors, you can use your elbow to open up the doors and got up in there.
Oh.
We're talking about a hotel now. A hotel.
Yeah.
The guest hotel.
Yeah.
The guest toilet on the main floor. It ain't but three toilets in there. Oh, we got a problem in Houston. We got a five-alarm problem in the hotel. And you right. And I'm trying to keep my feet up under my own stall, and I can't do that because my feet slide to the left, my feet slide to the right. I'm trying to keep the noise down, and all of a sudden, folks start knocking on my door. They start, and they say, "You all right?" I'm like, "No, go get somebody." They say, "What you want me to tell them? We need some more toilet paper in here. Help me. Help me, somebody. Please help me." I'm trying to keep the smell down and keep the noise down. I'm trying to keep the splash down. I'm trying to keep everything down, and it ain't working. So Lord, help my help us, Lord. Please help me. Because when we gotta go, we gotta go.
DJ, cut him out. Stop him, DJ. Oh, man. Hey, Prophet.
I'm here.
Private.
Hey.
That's what, that brother Gray need to go save some churches, boy. Ain't he funny? He is funny.
Yeah, he got, he finally to Richard Pryor.
Oh, man, he is hilarious, man. I know he was, you know, I know he a great wealth builder, but I didn't know he was this funny. Listen, y'all, if y'all want Brother Grace to come and, you know, do a live motivation speaking, all this stuff, how they can get in touch with you, Brother Grace?
All they have to do is dial 757-676-2886. Once again, that's 757-676-2886. And that's my direct line, but you're really getting me through the Greg Shell. So if you want to really reach me, call Greg Shell. And then if that don't work, then call me. And trust me, I don't just bring lives. I bring education. I will teach your ministry how to prepare for the future. I would give your ministry a financial makeup. In order to do that, I got to bring a bag of things. I got to show them, Lord, how the money is sleeping out the back door and slipping out the front door. I show them how they can save over $500,000 in their first year. In their first year, I'm not talking about 3 or 4 years. In their first year, we have to learn how to teach church people some things that they're not aware of. We just don't know what we don't know. So just give me a call, 757-676-2886, and I can show you money, show your ministry how to stack their dollars in the right way. Back to you, sir.
Hey, what time it is, man? What time it is? What time it is? In Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, it's 11:54 here in Eastern Standard Time. 11:54. I get up early just so I can
11:54. So we got
So
we got 3 more minutes. We got about 5 minutes. We got about 5 more minutes before the show ends. Private Sherman, tell them about your show. I want to let the world know that Fishers of Men show will be on all this week. Well, it'll be on for 3 days this week. God told me to bless them for tonight, tomorrow night, and Wednesday night as we prepare to head out to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Excited about having a man of God with his own radio broadcast right here exclusively by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show. Make sure you put the number 3. You can check out Fishers of Men tonight exclusively 6:30 p.m. exclusively here on The Greg Shell Show, the Fishermen of Men platform tonight. Tell them about what they can expect tonight, Prophet Sherman.
What do you expect tonight? As always, as usual, is a sure word, fresh manna from heaven, a sure word, biblical word, a word that if you believe and walk in the obedience, that it will manifest signs and yet wonders will take place. Because without faith, it is impossible. That it teaches you, if you see the word activate, we have to activate our faith, so that we can be connected. Because faith, listen again, faith is the heaven currency exchange. Faith is the heaven currency exchange. As Brother DJ Prayer speak about currency and speak about how to be able to secure that currency of an exchange. And money is an occurrence. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother Gray, tell on closing remarks on this episode. Huh?
I'm not a brother. I'm a sister.
Hey, sister. Yeah, probably. You got to call her sister. She's not a brother.
Oh, my sister.
But
she can ask
my brother. She throw a big old washing machine, like throw it down. And I've seen it when she did that. Oh, Lord. You know. Oh.
Leave my sister alone. Yes, sir. We made corrections in that. That's all right. Prophetess, no, he knows now. But Luke 14:28-29, it says, for which of you intend to build a tower, sitting not down first and counted the cost? It's important for us to determine what it is going to cost before we start building. Back to you, sir.
That's right.
I love it, man. Let's clap that up. I'm going to clap that. I can't find my clapper this morning. I'm going to clap. I ain't got but a few more minutes to clap. But, y'all, we had a few. Y'all clap Brother Grace up this morning. Let's clap and get our real hate.
Amen. Amen.
There you go. Brother Grace show going to be hanging out with his personal chef out in Fort Lauderdale, Florida this week. Tell him about where you're going to be cooking at this week, and Grace Show going to be helping you out.
Well, we're going to be cooking in Pembroke Road, Pine, between 64th Avenue. Y'all's truly going to be on the grill. We're going to do some stuff like jerk pork on the grill. We have grilled fish. We're going to have to do a shrimp kebab. I'm going to do some other stuff because it's a restaurant that serves Creole food as well, but I'll be an extension from the outside so we can hear the smoke goes, smell the smoke, see the smoke, and all you got to do is taste it. That's me, Gino. Taste it. If it smells good, taste it. Looks good, taste it. You are curious about it, taste it. Taste it, the flavor, very authentic seasoning blend together by yours truly. Yes, at that time I put on the hat, our chef, G.O.B. Gino Beast, Gino Bass. Amen?
Amen. And Greg Shell going to be out there live with a live remote at the Greg Shell Show, showcasing his brand-new TV show, Tasted. That's going to be on Trail Ride Radio. We got less than 3 minutes, you guys. We want everybody to tune back in tonight, 6:30 p.m., for the Fishers of Men show hosted by none other than Prophet Gino Ty Sherman. He's going to be giving you biblical principles and the written word, where you can go and grow whoever you are while you're in the land of the living. I want to thank DJ Brad. You got any closing remarks?
Yeah. I'm going to be a brother DJ Prayer out from the on hot. And,
I just want to say this. I just want to thank you, Lord. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in to this edition of the Greg Shell Show. Hopefully something that was said, something that you heard, helped you be a better you in today. God say day in the day, don't worry about tomorrow because tomorrow got his own trouble. So we want to thank you again for tuning in. Keep your radios locked right here at the same station right here on the Greg Shell Show at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show. Make sure you put the number 3. We also want you to go ahead and check out trailrideradio.com, the hottest new station to take the world by storm. Go ahead and check it out, trailrideradio.com. And we want to thank you again for tuning in to this episode of The Greg Shell Show. God bless you.